We're reading chosen excerpts about the law of love in the system of Adam HaRishon. We're in item number 11. You can find our study materials in our website or through the different websites.
What is there to add? The purpose of creation is love, not egoistic love, but a complete connection between all the created beings and between them and the Creator. This is called love. Love means that from my will to receive, I want to connect everyone together in order to fill them. So relative to them, I want to be similar to the Creator. If I must reach equivalence of form with the Creator, adhesion in the Creator, I need to relate to all the creatures just as the Creator would. Seemingly, they are all my children, my most precious things. I connect everyone, I correct everyone, I fill everyone with everything I've got. This is the meaning of resembling the Creator. And through this action, I reach adhesion in the Creator. You understand what's ahead of us? A simple action. No one can say that he doesn't understand what it is. I must relate to all of humanity, to all the souls, all the parts of creation still vegetative and animate. I have to correct myself in such a way that I love them. Meaning I wish to connect them and fill them. And I myself, I only want to be as a pipeline to pass to them the force of correction, so they would be connected, and then the force of fulfillment, so it would be filled by the Creator, and by that I come to a state of realizing my soul. And this goes for each and every one. Each and every one. Well, let's read it.
Yes, so we're reading the document called The Rule of Love in the System of Adam HaRishon, excerpt number 11 from letter number 66 by Rabash. The Creator has given us commandments between man and man, by which man accustoms himself to work in favor of his neighbor. By that he comes to a higher degree, to having the ability to work for the Creator as well. Otherwise, even though a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, he cannot engage for the Creator. It therefore follows that if he engages only in Torah and not in doing good, he cannot work in order to bestow, because he lacks the quality of love of others. It therefore follows that although he engages in Torah and mitzvot, if it is not for the Creator, it is as one who has no God. For if he truly had the sensation of godliness, he would certainly be engaging in order to bestow. But if he had engaged in doing good, then he would have the quality of others, by which he would also come to love the Creator, and would have the ability to observe Torah and mitzvot for the Creator. It turns out that a person should have the power and force to overcome his qualities, to turn them into being in favor of others. For by that, he will later be rewarded with working with those qualities for the Creator.
Questions. See, no one asks about love. Everything is seemingly clear, or nothing is clear. But there are no questions. Let's read the next one.
Excerpt number 12 from The Peace by Baal HaSulam. There is no other cure for humanity but to assume the commandment of providence to bestow upon others in order to bring contentment to the Creator in the measure of the two verses. The first is, love your friend as yourself, which is the attribute of the work itself. This means that the measure of work to bestow upon others for the happiness of society should be no less than the measure imprinted in man to care for his own needs. Moreover, he should put his fellow person's needs before his own, as it is written in the article Matan Torah. The other verse is, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the goal that must be before everyone's eyes when laboring for one's friend's needs. This means that he labors and toils only to be liked by the Creator, as he said, and they do his will.
Hebrew 10.
Ken Rav.
Yes, Rav. We teach our students in the campus. We pass on a lot of knowledge, a lot of wisdom, a lot of things for their intellect, for their knowledge. There's always a problem to make this shift, to work with a 10, to work with a group, to reach love. For us, it's also difficult to understand and to explain what love is and why we need it. There's this intermediate step. How can we connect attaining wisdom and being connected to others, to the friends, to the work in the 10?
What it's all about. That's a trick. You're right. I enjoy hearing this from you. This is a big problem. How can we explain it even to ourselves? We learn, we can talk about it to everyone, we can even tell ourselves about it, but we don't hear what we're telling ourselves. That the purpose of creation is to connect to everybody and feels everybody as you are now feeling yourself. And in this way, to come to a state where the Creator feels us, since only then he is truly filling us. And so how will we reach such desires, such qualities? I'm not missing any of those things. This thing is, I hate this thing. So wisdom of Kabbalah, Kabbalists explain to us that they've been through those things, and they explain that he who is greater than his friend is greater than his inclination is greater. They came to it through hate, difficult states, unbearable states. They can't tolerate one another. They want to kill one another. But in this way, they come to connection. The left appears, and the right, and then the midline. And you can't have one without the other. Otherwise, the created beings would not make efforts to resemble the Creator. On the one hand, we completely opposite, include all the klipot, the hate, the worst, most horrible thoughts. A person who goes through the degrees to resemble the Creator must include inside of him everything that can exist in humans. You don't understand what it is and what kind of forms the Creator throws us into, and what thoughts and what actions even. He will obligate us not to feel ashamed. This is who I am. Not because I'm being insolent, but because I'm subjugating myself. And I'm willing to go through all those states, the worst possible states, that the whole world will ridicule me. And I'm willing to do it because I want to be adhered to the Creator. What does it mean to reach bestowal, to reach love of other? You understand, you have to do two. You have to have like a dual state. One is where you agree with all the shame and everything that may come your way from each and every one. There's no one worse in this world. Everyone points at you and say, look, look, look at this one. And you're not running away from it. You say, yes, this is me, and you have nothing with which to justify yourself. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you do everything from this state, from the lowest, worst, lowly state. You do there in concealment, so nobody knows. You bestow and love to everyone. And they pour on you everything. That's how it is. And you feel those things. How humiliated you are, ridiculed, but by that, from that state, you love everyone and you want only the good for them. This is correction. Try to demonstrate it in the group, some extent.
And also ask Rav.
You have something to ask? You, specifically?
I'm asking for a different friend in the tent that can't ask.
Oh, okay, that's something else.
He's asking, how can we fill someone else's needs before his own needs in the tent?
When you try to do everything within your power to fill him, this means that you are serving him properly, correctly.
Pity 33.
Yes, with your answer, you actually send below, try to ask, how can you love humanity, as you said in the introduction, even though humanity doesn't want to receive what we have to pass on to her, to it? How can we love humanity and not hate it?
Because that's what the Creator arranges before you. You are you ascribing some free choice to them, understanding, seeing reality? Rather, the Creator simply depicts humanity before you. This is your vessel. Accept it. This is you on the inside. What you're seeing is a copy of your of yourself on the outside. Look at all the theft, prostitution, lies, all of it. He who flaws does so in his own flaws. It's inside of you. You see those things on the outside because they're in you.
So the anger and the hatred is about my inability to correct?
No, that's from your ego. The inability to correct, this is a truth that will be revealed gradually, and you have to lower yourself towards that as well, and only do good to the other. And the other will be even as bad, worse towards you. There are more things here. I don't want to disperse.
If you like this, and the excerpt of what you talked about, out of the matter of honor from Shamati, the matter of honor strikes the body to stop. That's why it encapsulates the soul. All the righteous people who have honor, it's like a punishment for them. But the great righteous people, when the Creator wants them not to lose by being published as righteous people, then the Creator guards them not to receive honor. And that's in order for not harming, in order not to harm their soul. That's why, to the extent that they do have honor on the one hand, they have people who slander them on the other side, and they despise them and humiliate them, so that this righteous person will have an equal measure of honor and disgrace.
By that, a person is being guarded. Otherwise, he cannot protect himself from honor. What can you do? We're all created beings. That's how the Creator is looking after us.
There's a question. How can you act when you're so humiliated? Doesn't it take out all your strength to do work?
To the extent he ascribes himself to the Creator, he says, I have no choice. I'm delivering myself to the powers of the Creator. To that extent, he is saved. This is a great help. He just reveals love and his love of the Creator to him. This is good study.
It's actually scary.
It's scary. So what? You go through it. Even as I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear because you are with me.
Спасибо, Раф. Да, вот в продолжение то, что Дуди говорит. Вот христиане, когда
Thank you, Raf. To continue what Dudi says. In this state, when you're being ignored or being thrown trash on you, of course you want to resist it. What should be my true inner work here?
Typically, I don't enter into arguments because it's nothing. You can't do it. You're never going to be right. You're only going to give the other side more power to be against you. That's why the best is to keep quiet and continue on your path. That's it. You can say sometimes some of your things, but on the condition that you're doing it in order to teach in calm, clear manner, maybe not aimed at those people who are trying to tear you down, rather towards your students, the world, the media, but in such a way that from this you wish to teach them about the path, and that's it. But to justify yourself in front of those who jump at you, you'll never be able to do it. Even worse, you'll give them an opportunity to come to you and drop on you all their garbage.
Africa. Lo shumim.
Right, you muted.
Can hear you.
Sorry. In this new state, we come to understand that it is only worth investing in the 10, as that's where the correction is made. Our question is, what's the connection between our inner work in the 10 and humanity as our external vessel? Who determines what in this yearning towards love of others?
We need to come to a state where between us there is love inside the group. Until the Creator is revealed as the source of love and He dwells in us. Together with that, we wish to project to the whole world the method of connection. Not as it is for us, just to a small extent. But it's good in order to succeed in this world against the pandemic and other such things. It's good for your health, for the family, for kids. Everybody needs to be connected. There's nothing else in this world where we're all equipped with weapons and nuclear bombs. There's no other way but to connect. We have to reach connection, equivalence. Even the paths of love, maybe not love, but a good connection. But there's no since there's no way to resolve it, you understand? If Russia, China, America begin to make many calculations, the whole world simply shuts itself down and it's going to be dead for how many, who knows how long. Basulam writes about the Third World War and the Fourth. But according to nature, there's room for that. But on the other hand, we understand that if there will be a Third World War, it will certainly be with nuclear bombs, that's what Baal Salam writes. And what will be left afterwards and in what way, it's hard to say, but the Creator has time. So, a few additional millennia will pass over us until we will recuperate and start to pick ourselves up. Who will start to rise again? Other maybe forms, maybe not humans, but who knows what will emerge after all these bombs? And the world will revolve again. The Creator has no time. We are out of time. That's a problem. We don't understand how time, motion, and space changes in us is not taking those into consideration. It's taking it into consideration only the condition that we wish to rise above those changes in time, space, and motion in the will to bestow. But in the will to receive, there's no calculations like that. So let us try to come closer to one another, to be incorporated in one another in order to reach a state where the Creator can dwell in us. He'll have the space to simply show himself to the creatures. This is the answer to all of our problems, all of our troubles, and he's inviting us using the help of this virus and other states that he's now passing over us. We are moving towards a state where we'll begin to understand that there is no work for everyone and there shouldn't be. There's nothing better for a person than to live a quiet life and correct the relationship with the other. That's it. The more we'll be able to connect between us, and the form of connection will resemble the Creator, that's what will be good to us, for us. Otherwise, again, we'll enter such states that will be extremely bad, and we'll need to learn from them about any and all the states. I don't want to tell you what was the state of the earth and what was here before we discovered humanity that appears to us in its current form. What other forms, perhaps, before our civilization, there were other civilizations that used to exist. We'll talk about it one day. We have a very special form, a wonderful opportunity to finish with this. And our connection to discover the force of bestowal that corrects all of nature. This is what's ahead of us. Let's try to do it. And we'll make room for info.
אינפו.
כן, יש לנו דיווח.
קודם כל. Yes, we have a report. First of all, let's hear the friends.
Fantastic World Kli, as a part of an initiative of absolute inspiration, our World Young Kli is on a mission to come to constant connection between us. Friends are awakening each other each each day, and we invite all our friends, all our young friends in our amazing world, Kli, to be a part of creating our new world together. And now friend Felipe will speak.
Esto es para hombres y mujeres entre 20 y 30 años. Habrá música.
This meeting is for men and women aged 20 to 30. We're going to have music, games, and a lot of connection. It will take place at 7 o'clock Israel time. We'll send the Zoom to the groups. We're inviting everyone to take part in this nice event we're going to have. Okay, so as we heard, the youngers convention, youngsters convention, we're going to send all the details. Let's go over the schedule for today. 10 a.m. we're starting our broadcast with Simeon Vinuku and Rav until 10:30, then 10:30 until 11. Owen Levy with Rav. Everything is broadcasted, translated. You're all invited. Let's continue with the song.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around the deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is why.
Together, together as one.